There are three physical manifestations of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday. First off, let me say Pentecost means 50. Therefore, we are now 50 days from the resurrection. So it's really like a week of weeks, 49 days plus one, 50, a new beginning. But there are three physical manifestations of the Spirit in the New Testament. The first manifestation is the baptism of the Lord, when the Lord comes up from the water, and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. That is, something earthly that we can see descends. And we hear the voice of the Father that says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Today we have the other two. The sound of a strong wind and fire that comes down and it touches the disciples. When it touches them, something wonderful happens. A miracle. And to understand this miracle, we have to go back to Genesis. We have to go back to Genesis to a time after the flood. People of the earth got together and they decided on their own to build this great city so they could stay together. And they decided to build this huge tower to the heavens. God saw this insolence. And he said, if they can do this, then what keeps them from doing any other thing and not listening to me? So he went to this town called Babel and he confused their language. And today we hear that they're babbling like idiots. They couldn't understand each other. So the very thing they wanted, the city to keep them together, because they couldn't understand each other, they went their separate ways. And we're told that they were scattered over all the earth. Now if you listen today, when the Spirit comes and it touches the disciples and the apostles, they go out and they speak. And what do we hear? That everyone can understand. And they go through this long list where Amalekites were from Pergia and Egypt and all over the place. And we all speak different languages, but yet we can hear. The Word of God was universal. See, it was important for the Holy Spirit to come. That's why Jesus kept telling the disciples, "You will rejoice that I would go to the Father, for I will send to you the Spirit." You see, Jesus was truly God and truly man, a divinity in a human body. But the human body was his limit. He could do wonderful things as God, but in a human body he could only be in one place, in space and time. He couldn't be everywhere. He could only be where his body allowed him to be. When he ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, now God could be everywhere at once. And not only could God be everywhere at once, he would impart special gifts, as Paul tells us, upon each one of us, that we might become the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. And these gifts that the Spirit imparts upon us, of course, those who are just confirmed, and maybe those a few years ago might remember, there's seven gifts. Do you all remember what the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit is? Oh, good, I brought a list so we could talk about them this morning. First gift that the Spirit imparts is wisdom. Wisdom, in short, is we come to value properly the things we believe in. We decide what we believe in and we assign it a value, a high value. The second gift that the Spirit imparts is that of understanding. And through it, we grasp the essence of the truth of the value we just replaced on our beliefs. In other words, we say yes, they mean something to us and they inspire us. Third gift that the Holy Spirit gives is the spirit of counsel. And this Holy Spirit, from what we believe and what we feel, trusts us and shows us how we should act. It prompts us to act. The fourth gift is the gift of fortitude. It takes what we believe and it takes the prompting of the Spirit and it gives us the courage to act upon it even when it's not popular. Even when it faces sometimes... This is the Spirit that gives the people the chance, that if necessary, to martyr, to die for their lives, to have firmness of conviction, to act upon what they believe, even to the point of losing their lives. The Spirit also gives us a gift of knowledge, and it helps us determine what that purpose is in our lives. All of us, my friends, have a vocation, whether it is the priesthood, religious life, to be married or live a single. It's this knowledge that gives us this purpose and understanding, and we understand that purpose and we have the courage to live it. Sixth gift of the Holy Spirit is that of piety. Piety is a very special gift because piety gives us a reverence that goes beyond just simply a sense of duty. We don't do it because we have to. We do it because we want to. It's like being here. We can come here and get a star because we were here for the day. We can come here because the fact that our parents are ingrained in our head, you will go to Mass every day or every Sunday. The real reason we're here is that we realize something special is going to happen here. You see, the Spirit not only gives us this gift, but the Spirit will become very involved in this Mass. It is the reverence. It creates a reverence for God and the things that we have. What would you do if Jesus Christ appeared right here, right now? Jesus, in His glorified state, was to stand right here. What would you do? How would you act? What would you say? What would you think? Well, He's going to be here very soon in a very special way. You see, as the Spirit come down upon the disciples, that they would go forward and be the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus left us a very important gift at the Last Supper. He left us Himself. During the Eucharistic prayer, as the priest extends his hands, he calls down the Spirit that they may become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is physically present here when he says, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body." And he says, "Take this and drink it, for this is my blood." And he holds the host, he holds the blessed elements up. We have a chance to adore God. Jesus Christ, the one you will see as the just judge, your judge, is now here before you. And not only is he just here before you in the sacrament, you receive him in his heart. And not only will you receive him in your heart and live with him during the week, but he's present here in this tabernacle. So as we come forth and come to Mass, or even during the week, we have a visible sign of Christ's presence in our lives. We're not orphans. Christ is always with us. And that leads us to the last of the gifts, fear of the Lord. A fear of the Lord is not a fear of, in a sense, of retribution. If I sin, bad things will happen if we sin, because sin offends God. But if we truly live these other six gifts, then fear of the Lord is something wonderful, because it becomes the inspiration and it becomes the desire that in no way do we want to offend God. In other words, we have the presence of Christ within us all the time, and we know, not just on Sunday, that Christ is living with us every moment, every day, and we don't want to do anything that offends Him, because as the Lord tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commands. And if you keep my commands, the Father and I will come and live in you. We will dwell. We will make our dwelling in you. God's presence will be with you constantly. That's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's why today is important. That's why we celebrate this feast over and over again. It's to understand that we have a wellspring of grace. I'd like to tell you a story. But I promise you, unlike Father Dave last week, I will only tell one and it will be short, okay? We will not wait till 11:15 at the end of this homily, I promise. There was a captain of a great sailing ship, and he was sailing across the ocean, and he was sailing for South America. He had never been there, and as he got close, they ran into a dead spot. It happens sometimes in the oceans. There's just spots where there's no wind, and the ship won't move. Well, unfortunately, it had been a very long voyage, and their supplies were short, especially water, and they waited, because usually these things last for days, but days went to more days, and days become longer days, and days become weeks. And they were to the point of desperation because they had no water. Here they were in the ocean, surrounded by water, but it did them no good. They prayed, and they thought, and thought their miracle had happened. They seen a steamship come. And the steamship sailed by, and they were out there waving and hollering, and the steamship come closer, and they would say, "Give us water, give us water." Someone from the steamship hollered, "Drop a bucket," and sailed off. They were so discouraged and so upset. How could they have been so insolent not to help them, to leave them there to die? One sailor later that night thought, "I wonder what they meant, drop a bucket." So he went, and he took a bucket, and he dropped it on a rope, and he dropped it over the side of the ship, and he pulled it up from the ocean, and it was fresh water. You see, what the captain didn't realize is just over the horizon was the mouth of the mighty Amazon, and the force of the river shoved the seawater back, the very thing that they longed for and needed the most. They had with them all the time. And that's an important story. Because life's rough. Life is rough and it's full of challenges. We can lose our jobs. We can lose our health. We can lose our trust in other people because they betray us. Life can be hard, and sometimes it seems like it's overwhelming, and it seems like it can become too heavy to bear. You know, Blessed Mother Teresa, she said so few things, but the thing she said was so powerful. She said the greatest poverty on earth is loneliness. The greatest poverty for a human being is loneliness. If you've ever been saddled with a great burden, you may know that you can be in a room full of people and you can still feel so alone. And that's what today's about. The Holy Spirit and these seven gifts, this Pentecost, are a reminder of the wellspring of grace. You don't have to be alone. You must simply open your lives and let God in. God will come as close to you as you will let Him. So my friends, call upon these gifts. Remember that in the burdens of life, you are never alone. Simply say, "Come, Holy Ghost, and kindle in my heart the fire of thy love."